Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Yes, Brandon Bing and I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Haiti, have no fear. I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is in the place to be. On today's Banging I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, I mutilated the monkey. I'll say it again. I mutilated the monkey in the Stern Show Fantasy Football Buoy Bowl 2023. Plus, LeBron and Ume Udoka are talking shit on the sidelines. I pick sides. And we're heading into day 60 since the shitbag terrorist attack in Israel. All that morning, hard-hitting, beautiful, fully disruptive I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleacher Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers, a.k.a. the best in the business. Start this puppy with something real nice. Start this puppy with something real loud. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Liggity, let's go. Boom, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Biggity boom, have no fear. The Iggity I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling really sane and super duper disruptive. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Bandingo, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from New York City. Beautiful day here in New York City. Shockingly nice day for an early December in the Big Apple, the biggest apple in the world. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Feeling really good. I want to thank everybody that came out to New Jersey. I did five shows in New Jersey this weekend at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey. And there were a handful of I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast listeners there every single show. And I got to tell you something. First of all, I was so honored and felt so appreciative and privileged and excited and humbled this entire weekend of shows. I was just like, You know how fucking lucky I am for people to come out and watch me do comedy with all the things that are going on in the world, with all the options of things to do? People came to see me, 5 sold out shows in New Jersey. And I just was really, really just thinking about that as I was driving out there. And the drive was a little bit of a pain in the ass. It was fucking pouring raining. Yo, it was pouring raining 2 of the 3 nights that I was driving. It was like an hour, 10-minute drive. And I have this Bronco. I have a Bronco, which I'm getting rid of. This car, a Bronco, like a Bronco. What is the fucking Tonka toys? I'm going to get to my review of the Bronco. Soft top Jeep piece of shit, which if you have a third car and you're rich and you want like a cruising car that shouldn't be driven on the freeway, get yourself a Bronco. But for day in, day out driving, getting to like places, I don't feel comfortable in that car. But I'll get to the Bronco if I remember. But the shows were so good, so fun. The crowd was so diverse in age, in color. There's all sorts of people in there, all different ages. And everybody that came out to the shows, I just really appreciate you coming. And like I said, it was just, I felt like I was home. You know, performing in front of your people, my own people. New Yorkers, essentially. It was in New Jersey, but it's New Yorkers in New Jersey. We're all the same. It's just good fucking people. I was very, very, very happy with those shows. And I got shows this weekend in Sacramento. I have shows the 8th and 9th, this Friday, this Saturday, in Sacramento at the Punch Line Sacramento. I have to cancel the Sunday show, the 10th. I have a show this Sunday, the 10th, that is being canceled. So I only have shows Friday and Saturday, 4 shows, 2 Friday the 8th, 2 Friday the 9th. Tickets are available, Punchline Sacramento. And I can't wait for those shows. Allegedly, people are protesting my shows. I've never actually had that. I was threatened to be protested ever since October 7th, but I saw something online that motherfuckers are trying to protest me, the Gringo Mandingo. Don't touch. Don't you fucking touch. Okay? You could protest, buy tickets, boo, heckle, do. I'll throw you all out. I'll throw you all the fuck out, each and every one of you. It's a comedy show. Okay? I'll toss these the fuck out. You start screaming and yelling and all that shit. And unfortunately, I have to cancel my weekend of shows, the 15th, 16th, and 17th at Tommy T's. I am sorry. I'm canceling my shows. The 15th, 16th, and 17th in Pleasanton, which I love that fucking club. I love that town. Performed there twice before. We're going to reschedule the shows, the 15th, 16th, and 17th. And then I have shows in Rochester, the 29th, the 30th, and the 31st, Rappaport in Rochester. Tickets for all the shows are available at michaelrappaportcomedy.com. The reason why I'm canceling the shows, the 15th, 16th, 17th, is I am going to Israel. I am going to be in Israel, which I really can't wait to do. And it's obviously a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to go the way I'm going to be going and with everything that's going on in the world. And I really thought about it hard and I just feel like it's calling me and I have to go and it's important for me to go and I'm compelled to go and I need to go. So I'm going, of course, I'm going to podcast from Israel. I'll be doing all my social media stuff from Israel. I'm excited. I'm nervous. Not for my safety, just for, I know it's going to be a very emotional trip. I know it's going to be emotional. I'm nervous to fly 12 hours anywhere. You know, I get freaked. That's why I don't go on like trips a lot. I don't like flying. Doesn't matter if you're first class, business class, middle class, lower middle class, or coach, or in the back of the plane where we like to sit, Deuce Collins. I just, you know, those flights freak me out. They're long, and you know, the comfort, and can you sleep, and will you shit, and can you sleep, and the jet lag, and the coffee, and the whole rigmarole. But I am going to Israel, and I'm excited about that. So I unfortunately have to cancel those shows, but I do have those shows, like I said, in Sacramento this coming weekend, the 8th and the 9th, and then the 29th, 30th, and 31st in Rochester. And I already have shows planned for next year in Portland and all sorts of places, but it's a little early to discuss that. Or not. Get your tickets now. Get your tickets now. Anyway, so like I said, Jersey was awesome. And my Bronco Jeep I've had for about a year and a half. I don't think I've mentioned that fucking shitmobile. I can't stand that fucking shitmobile. Like I said, if you like live like in a like a farm or like a town and you never go on the freeway at night when it's raining, cool. If you never go on the freeway, I think the Bronco is a great car. But the soft top Bronco is loud as fuck. Every time someone calls me, they're like, "Where are you?" And I'm like, "I'm in the car." They're like, "Yo, you sound like you're on the side of the road. You don't sound like you're in a car." Like, it's supposed to be, it's 2023. We're getting ready to be 2024. I don't care if it's soft top, hard top, whatever. It's not supposed to sound like the fucking end of the world is happening when you're in a Bronco, number one. Number two, the lights aren't good. You know, when you go over a bump, it feels like you're off-roading, and I guess it's an off-roading vehicle. Nonetheless, my review for the Bronco is it sucks. Don't get yourself a fucking Bronco truck. Don't ask me any more questions. Don't ask why. I'm telling you, it's just a fucking Tonka toy. And I looked at the crash test for the Bronco. It was frightening. It was fucking frightening. And you probably say, "Well, Mike Rapp, why don't you do all that before you got the car?" This is just the mistakes I make. And I blame this on my wife. I blame this on my wife because she was really fucking head over heels for that Bronco. And we got the fucking Bronco. And then she started looking at the crash tests. And I was saying it to her. It's like, "Why don't you look at the fucking crash test beforehand?" And it's just loud and it's lightweight piece of shit. That's my review. The Bronco's a lightweight piece of shit. Anyway, the Bowie Bowl 2023 has come to an end, and I mutilated the monkey. I'll say it again. I mutilated the monkey. I beat the shit at a Baba Booey. I fucked him up, down, and sideways. Real nice and real proper. My team, Rappaport's Delight, aka A History of Violence, aka Make It Stop, aka These Lips Don't Lie, beat the shit out of Gary Delabonte's yuck mouth, dirty tongue, infected lip, freak show of a fantasy football team. And it was nice. It felt good. It was no competition. I stuffed them. And I stuffed them. And I continued to stuff them. And I want to thank all of you who took a minute to pray, to send me well wishes, to send me hopes, to send me thoughts, and to send me some of that good old-fashioned winning dust, that winning gorilla dust. The last thing I wanted to do was come back on this podcast, the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, was to come back here and tell you guys that I lost to an ape, a horse-tooth, dirty-lipped, dirty tongue, infected mouth, mutilated monkey. I don't have to tell you that because I beat him really good. So thank you for all your thoughts and all of the energy the positive energy that I felt and that I got. Oh, yeah. And pivoting to actual real life football as we head into crunch time, championship weeks of this NFL season. And it has been a fun, you know, I get caught up in my fantasy. But when I'm able to just step back, and I'm not going to say that it's often, but when I'm able to just step back and watch the game for the game's sake, like I did, even though I had fantasy implications and ramifications, but I watched the San Francisco Philadelphia Eagles game the other day. I watched the Miami Dolphins and Tyreek the Freak, who, by the way, Tyreek the Freak, I've never seen anything like Tyreek Freaky Deaky, Tyreek the Cheetah. He's so fast and so, his footwork and every single week, every game that he plays in, he does a highlight. Like, there's not a game that doesn't go by while you're watching the freak do his thing where you're not just like, oh, shit. And I can't remember a player who I've ever seen every single time do a highlight. And not just like a little highlight where you're just like, what the fuck is going on here? And there's been a lot of discussion of Dak Prescott being the MVP. There's been a lot of discussion of the rookie CJ Stroud being the MVP. There's a lot of discussion of Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback for the Miami Dolphins being the MVP. But the way things are going, if the season stopped today, the MVP is Tyreek the Freak, because every single week he's putting up points. And the Dolphins have an offense. And that rookie running back, how do you say his name? I'm by myself. I'm saying, how do I say his name? And Mozart and Waddle Waddle, while he was healthy, they're firing on all cylinders. But the freak is the freakiest of them all. And the freak is the freakiest out of the MVP candidates, hands down. Now, we got a lot of football to play. We want everybody to be healthy heading into the end of the season. And obviously, fantasy football is first and foremost for me. I hate to admit it. I never wanted it to be that way, but it just is. It just is. Fantasy football is first and foremost, especially while I'm still in it. And I've been Duke. I don't want to sidetrack. But my pick for MVP is the freak, Tyreek the Freak, who's just been great. Who do you guys think? Who do you think should be the MVP thus far this NFL season? Let me know. You know, you could always email us at iamrapportpodcast@gmail.com. You could DM me. I think I'm pretty good. I'm like a 90% DM responder on Instagram. I try my best to get back to everybody. Let me know who you think is the freakiest MVP candidate, huh, thus far in the NBA. In our NBA, we're finally able to sort this NBA tournament out. It is finally something that you're able to sort of look at and go, this is what it's going to be. And heading into, I believe it's the semifinals or the quarterfinals, the Lakers and Phoenix are duking it out. The Kings and the Pelicans. Thus far, Zion Williamson has been a motherfucker. I don't think anybody gets excited about Zion Williamson because you're always like, when is the rug going to fall out from underneath that fat fuck? But he doesn't look fat this year. He looks good. And hopefully he could stay healthy because he hasn't been able to stay healthy this far in his NBA career, but he's looking good. And then the Pacers, which are a sneaky, quiet, low-key, very, very good young team, are playing the Celtics and the Knicks and the Bucks. And shit, man, this is going to be fun. And the championship is in Vegas. And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Although what happens in Vegas There's ramifications for playing in Vegas. But this tournament, it's shaping up and it's been good. There's a big controversy because Ime Udoka, the coach of the Houston Rockets, was mic'd up or was caught on mic. He said something to LeBron about stop being soft, stop being a bitch. And then LeBron stepped to him. And then he said, don't use that word so loosely. And, you know, Ime Udoka, I don't like him. I don't like what the fuck he did to Nia Long. I think he's a grimy, grimy little motherfucker. And he fucked up the Boston Celtics team. Not that I have any fucking, you know, soul or heart for the Boston Celtics. And LeBron, who, motherfucker's in his 21st year. If he continues, he's also in the MVP conversation. God damn, he did a move the other night versus, was it the Rockets? I don't remember. But I was like, God damn it. Like a layup 360 alley wally molly woly crazy ass move. And I was like, this motherfucker is just still going. But Ime Udoka said something to LeBron James, and then they got into it. It's been all over the news. Miles Jordan, can you play the clip? I don't even think you could hear it. But Ime Udoka said, stop acting like a soft bitch. And then LeBron says, don't use that word so loosely. And he said, you're soft, and blah, 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 blah. And the bottom line is, Ime Udoka, you know, worry about your fucking team, number one. And worry about your life, Duke. Worry about your life. You ran your family into the ground, okay? Don't worry about LeBron James. Don't worry about the Lakers. Worry about building your team and building your life and your reputation back. So, you know, I'm glad that somebody talks shit to LeBron. I'm glad I'm not the only one who likes to talk shit to LeBron. But at the end of the day, I can't really side with Ime Udoka because I think he's a grimy, grimy motherfucker. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby. Needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
We're heading into the 60th day since the slaughter in Israel. 60 days goes fast when you're having fun. Obviously, I'm saying that sarcastically. And as I told you earlier, I have a trip coming up to Israel, which I'm going for about a week, 8 days, 9 days. I'm very excited about. But what actually, you know, I was thinking about the jet lag. What is the best way to combat jet lag? That's what I'm most concerned about, is that jet lag, man. The last time I flew, you know, long was with Thailand. And, you know, I was younger, man. Thailand, that shit was like 17-hour flight. That shit had me fucked up. It had me fucked up. But I remember I slept on the plane. I don't know, man. I wonder if this, is there any jet lag? Is there any way to beat jet lag? And I don't know. What you, I don't know. I'm concerned about it, but I'm excited about it. And, you know, obviously you guys have heard me talk so much about Israel, and, you know, it really has been consuming to me. I could just say for me, because this is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, and I am rocking solo today. But just all the action that went down on October 7th was horrendous. And the action and the victims and the ramification and the long-term effects of everything that happened to the people of Israel, the families of Israel, the friends of Israel, just Israeli citizens that live there, that have people that were kidnapped, that are still kidnapped, people that were gunned down. And then the survivors who, I don't know how you get over that shit. People that witnessed that kind of brutality in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, I was talking to Jordan of the Dust Brothers, and we were like, that festival, that music festival that was taking place in that really chill, pro-Palestinian part of Israel. A lot of those people are pro-Palestinian, you know, like really sort of hippie mentality. You know, in that music festival, somehow, some way, I just don't understand how people will continue to make excuses for what these motherfucking low-life, miserable, raping, murdering, pedophiliac, necrophiliac, drug-addicted, murderous psychopaths did. Like, if that was Coachella and people were chilling in Coachella right outside of Palm Springs, California, and you're waiting to go see Kendrick Lamar or Tyler the Creator or Taylor Swift or whoever the fuck performs at Coachella, J. Cole, and you got your flip-flops on and you're walking around in your shorts and you got your sunblock on, and you're smoking some weed, and you're hopped up on some mushrooms, and you're drinking your wine, you're drinking your liquor, you're popping some pills, you're young, you took off work, you might have skipped a few days at class, you're with your friends, you're with your girlfriends, your boyfriends, you're trying to get with this chick or that guy, or just hang out with your crew. And you start to see paragliders flying over you, and you're like, yo, it's Coachella. It's, yo, maybe this, you're not even paying attention. It's paragliders. Yo, it's going to be like, you know, rainbow paragliding, and they're going to maybe come down and they're going to do a flash mob. And then they land, and it ain't no flash mob. These ain't paragliders that are here for Coachella, that are here for the party. They got machine guns. Not water guns, machine guns. And they start shooting everything in their fucking sight. And people are being mowed down left and right. People are being grabbed up, shot. You're running for your fucking life. And then they abduct, murder, rape. This going on for hours for some reason. And you know, a lot of people want to blame, well, Israel, yeah, they fucked up. And Netanyahu this. You know, when 9/11 took place, Bush Jr. was not the belle of the ball. He was a fucking joke, really. He was viewed as a fucking joke, really. But didn't nobody give a fuck that he was a joke and we didn't like him after 9/11. It was like, that's our fucking president. Let's go fucking take care of business. So you could say what you want about Netanyahu if you know anything about Netanyahu and the Israeli government. But you bet your ass that the people of Israel and Jews and people that have any fucking sense about them ain't worried about what happened in the past with Netanyahu, things he said, things he's done, this, that, and the third. People are like, let's go fucking take care of business. And when I say take care of business, every one of these murderous, psycho, crazy, fucking rapist, terrorist, cocksuckers needs to be eliminated, period. Period. Hiding in their fucking tunnels. Only they're allowed to hide in their tunnels. The people of Gaza, the civilians aren't even allowed to go in the tunnels. They don't give a fuck about the people. Billions and billions of dollars. Israel is filled with bomb shelters, safe rooms. Everywhere you go, bomb shelters and safe rooms. They don't have that shit in Gaza. It's not because they're so poor. It's not because they're oppressed. It's not because Israel's occupies. It's because the fucking government never, ever took time to build that shit, right? Because they don't give a fuck about the people of Gaza. They don't give a fuck about the people of Gaza. And the excuses, and the Israel this, the Israel that, occupiers this, the settlers that, get the fuck out of here. The Jews came in there with their backs broken after a genocide, a real genocide. 6 million people, 6 million people. What's going on in Gaza is horrible. But that ain't no fucking genocides. That's a ramifications of a war. And it sucks. It's terrible. It's horrifying. But the Jews came back to their home. The Jews came back to our home after a genocide, after our backs were broken, after families were wiped out. And like I said, on October 7th, if those sick fucks could have kept going, they would have kept going. It's a miracle that more people weren't killed. It's a miracle that more people weren't kidnapped. They would have wiped the fucking place out. It's in their theme song, From the River to the Sea, Palestine Will Be Free. That's their jingle. That's on the ringtone of these sick bastards. And when I say sick bastards, I mean Hamas. Trying to fucking mumbo jumbo marble mouth words into my mouth. Hamas, 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 the terrorist organization, those sick fucks. We're heading into day 60 of this shit already. Don't you motherfuckers have anything else you live for? Don't you want to achieve anything else in this world? Don't you want your legacy? Don't you want to prosper? Don't you want your people to prosper? Don't you want your land developed? They don't want that. They only give a fuck about the elimination of all Jewish people and the elimination of anyone, any shape, any size, any color that is in Israel. But that's not happening. That is not fucking happening. That's not happening. It's just not going to happen. Anyway, I am done. As I told you, I'm performing the 8th and the 9th this Friday, this Saturday in Sacramento. I have to cancel my shows in Pleasanton, California, the 15th, 16th, and the 17th. And I am performing the 29th, 30th, and 31st in Rochester, New York. Stay safe. Stay sane. Stay disruptive. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Take us out of here with something real nice. Take us out of here with something real loud. But most importantly, take me out of here with something real funky. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. I'm done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.